Massimino entertained a woman caller on the station telephone line. She was Betsy Ribbon calling from Clarksville, Tennessee. She was 57 years old, married, with 6 grown-up children. She was undecided about Mayor Horn, but she welcomed the opportunity to question him on the special TV program. Massimino had already decided to open the show with this sweet-voiced woman. On the other side of a gold-sequined curtain, a small live audience was listening to the MC of the noon television show. He was warming them up for the broadcast, not so much telling funny stories as telling stories funny. Sometimes he'd disappear behind the curtain and 2 guitars and a drum would play songs like "The Beer That Made Milwaukee Famous Made a Loser Out of Me." Everybody liked that. Thomas Berryman sat near the rear in the far left aisle. He tapped his shoes to the music, laughed at the country corn, and made friend-seeking small talk with the people around him. Berryman also watched the audience for the appearance of the long-haired man. One nicely dressed boy of about 12 wore a button, "Where are you, Lee Harvey Oswald, now that we need you?" Horn came on without fanfare. He was wearing a light gray suit, a light blue shirt, a dark blue tie. His stomach was queasy as if he'd stayed up all night. Sitting down by the interview phone, Horn remembered a time in his freshman year in the state legislature. He had been talking through his hat, practicing his public speaking more or less, and then he'd noticed that Estes Kefauver was watching him from the balcony. After the session, Kefauver had approached him in the hallway. "Young man," he said in the most low-key manner, "you are one of the finest public speakers I have ever had the privilege of watching. In the future, try not to talk when you don't have anything to say." The telephone rang. Jimmy Horn picked it up in a businesslike way. "Hello? Hello? Is this really Mayor Horn?" Betsy Ribbon asked in her sweet drawl. "It sure is," Jimmy Horn smiled at the lens of the TV camera. "Now who is this?" Betsy Ribbon gave her name and city, and then she brought up the subject she'd just been talking about with Santo Massimino. The subject was law and order. "Why, I just used to talk with anyone who was in need of help or even a little smile," she said by way of explaining the current situation in Clarksville, Tennessee. "I used to start up a conversation with anyone," she said, "but now many of my friends have been robbed and hit over the head. I'm afraid of people now. Moral statistics," she concluded, "are very low in Clarksville, Tennessee." "When you hear the 2 beeps," Santa Massimino instructed a caller who identified himself as a divinity student, "take a beat, count to 3, and then tell Jimmy your name and hometown, okay?"
My name and my hometown," Bert Poole said.
His phone beeped twice. He counted 3 and he took a deep breath.
"Mr. Horn," he said.
"Yes, it is." Jimmy Horn nodded to the Conrad camera. "Who is this?"
Poole said.
"Before you start, could you just tell us who you are?" Jimmy Horn asked. "Who you are and where you're from?"
"My name, doesn't matter."
"We just like each caller to identify himself. It just makes it a little easier for me."
"You already know me, sort of. Anyway, it's Bert, okay? What's important, is that I tell you why I'm going to kill you."
Santo Massimino waved his arms over his head and screamed something that no one understood or remembered later on. The phone call was cut off in the studio. A roar, or a groan went up from the live audience. The television audience heard a prearranged chorus of "Yesterday." It was the music used on the noon show. There was a 10-second delay on broadcast, so they never heard Poole. Horn was back on with a Pi Delta from the University of Tennessee.